a response to political pressure from protesters or a sign that things are winding down in Syria. The president of Syria, Bashar Assad, spoke to the nation within the last few hours. Anthony Shadid joins us, New York Times reporter, watching the situation from Beirut. Anthony, what did the president say, and did he sound on the defensive or sound as though he was winning this battle, which is taking place throughout the country?
It wasn't a speech like we would have heard from President Hosni Mubarak in Egypt or Mr. Ben Ali in Tunisia months ago. This was a leader who was trying to make very clear that he was still in charge, that he wasn't about to step down, that reform was going to be undertaken, but it was going to be undertaken on his terms. I think what we heard today is kind of a discourse that we've been hearing from government officials, more methodically in the past couple of weeks, and that is there's a difference between armed insurgents in the country and protesters with legitimate demands. We're willing to engage these protesters with legitimate demands. We're going to crack down on the armed insurgents. The question then becomes, though, is how far are they willing to go in this dialogue with protesters, with opposition figures, and that still remains very unclear.
And we certainly know how far they're willing to go in terms of the crackdown and the brutality of the regime in cities across the country. Did the president enumerate any specified demand of any of the protesters that he's willing to actually concede?
I think what was noteworthy about the speech was how vague it was in some ways. He promised a dialogue. He said he suggested in some ways that a lot was going to be on the table, even perhaps the utter grip on power that his ruling Ba'ath party has. But he wasn't specific in what he was willing to give up. And I think there is still some an element of debate within the leadership over how far these reforms will go. One Syrian official I spoke to actually said, okay, they're not willing to go that far at this point, but why not sit down at the table and see what you can get? So I think, even people sympathetic to the government right now don't think this dialogue is going to go all that
right.
far. But that's taking it in isolation. And just as you pointed out, there's a situation on the ground that's changing dramatically by the week, by the day. Syria is a far different country than it was a few months ago. That's going to add pressure to this dialogue and to the reforms that the government might have to deliver.
And I'm wondering if there was any expectation, hard to know from your perch in Beirut, but, your knowledge of this is, I would say, probably better than most at this point. Any expectation that Bashar Assad would have addressed the departure of his cousin as head of the National Telecom Agency and his critical remarks? Is he suddenly one of the saboteurs?
Well, I think there is, there were some divisions within the leadership over Rami Makhlouf's interview a couple of months ago. This is a family, though, that holds its own secrets very tight, and it is one of the red lines for journalists is that you don't write about the ruling family and differences within the ruling family. I think it would have been remarkable had he addressed that in the speech. It would have been something unexpected in a lot of ways. As I said earlier, this is a leader who is trying to, at least in public and in this speech, show that he is very much in control still, and that he's going to face down these challenges. It was not a president that was was on the verge of making major concessions that some might portray as a gesture of weakness.
And we will see what the people on the streets in the cities around Syria do with what Bashar Assad has said, and if there is any response among the insurgents this week. Anthony Shadid, New York Times reporter, watching the situation in Syria where President Bashar Assad addressed the nation. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.